Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New on Curiosity Stream, he allows them their riches.
Putin has to be the richest of the rich.
In exchange for their loyalty.
The oligarchs have supported someone for president that they underestimate.
The illicit affair between Russia's elite and the man who rules them on Putin and the oligarchs. And World War II Normandy, an obscure battle training session takes a tragic turn. Uncover the one secret military catastrophe on the secret D-Day disaster. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
All right, Shop Time, here we go, buddy. Game three. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
We'll get to the NBA in a second. Huge game three tonight, Celtics and Warriors. Good morning, Chime. What's going on, pal?
What's up, Mud? I'm excited for game three. This is going to be a blast.
You should be. It's one of those games where you would not have to have any money on the game to enjoy it, but we'll have some action anyway. I sent you last night at 9:37 when the Lightning scored their second goal and went up 2-0. I sent you three lightning bolts to signify way to go, Lightning.
Sure
you
did.
You sent me back an emoji. I'm just going to describe it because I don't know what this is. It's a big emoji face, like typical yellow emoji face. It looks like a backwards hat,
yep.
A black backwards hat. I don't know what the emoji's doing with his mouth, but then he's putting two fingers on his wrist and or forearm, and I have been sitting on this now for like 12 hours. I don't know what this means. Is this good? Is this bad? Am I that washed in dinosaurs that I should I know what this is? What the hell is this?
Yeah, so this is a very Zoomer thing here. He's actually biting his lip, putting his fingers on his forearm and going, sheesh. It's like a...
What does that signify? What is awesome. Sheesh?
So it's like a Zoomer way of being like, oh, hell yeah. Like, sheesh. Like, that's awesome.
Who? Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's big in the gamer community.
Okay. I feel really old because I didn't know what I thought it was like drug related.
Yeah,
at first.
So
I'm like,
your
is he
kids
doing drugs?
Are too young to know what this is. If your kids were like 3 or 4 years older, maybe they probably would know what this is.
So it's a good thing. Sheesh is like good.
Yeah, yeah. Sheesh is like, oh hell yeah. There's even a song called Sheesh. I believe it's by Surfaces. It's a fun song. Fun upbeat song.
Do people do it verbally or just the meme? Like
people do it verbally. So like,
how would you? So you and Anderson are talking. What would be the context of you doing whatever this sheesh thing is?
Like, so the context would be like, I'm playing video games. I hit a crazy snipe and I go, oh sheesh, I'm cracked. Like something like that. Like it's like,
I'm cracked.
Yeah, I'm nuts. I'm goated. You know?
Okay, so my kids are playing. So I'm playing Madden with my kids this weekend.
Yep.
If I get a big touchdown, I should do that.
Yeah,
go,
you hit like a 70-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill, you just go, oh sheesh. They'll be like, Dad, what are you doing? And
wonder,
be like, hey kids, you would know this.
They're addicted to this YouTube guy. Let's say Yo Boy Pizza.
Okay.
Who does all Madden stuff? It's all Madden. I wonder if he does that. I wonder if they.
Ooh, he might.
I wonder. If, yeah, Yo Boy Pizza on YouTube is my kid's idol.
It's a big like, rather, Twitch thing. Like,
they'd rather him be their dad than me. That is 100% true. All right, so that's a good thing. So
yes.
Lightning won last night. 2-2.
Yes,
2-2.
Exactly. Let's
sheesh.
Go. We're back, baby. We're
minus
in.
One. They're minus 165. I got them at plus 210. I told you. I believed in the Lightning.
I got to tell you, Mutt. I was thinking about it this morning when I got up. I saw the final score was 4-1. I had gone to bed when it was 2-0.
Yep.
And so I was like, this is great. Lightning tie up the series. And I go, you know what? I appreciate having friends like Mike Mutnanski who believe in me even when I don't believe in myself. And that's exactly what you did with this series.
I talked you out of a losing bet. I stayed on your winning one. And now you got me on this Lightning bandwagon. Unfortunately, there's no NHL tonight to get to. Well, we'll focus on the NBA, but we'll sit around and wait for tomorrow.
Well, that's what we get with the Avalanche dominating. So.
Yep, as you called it. So they're going to sit around and wait. Game 5 tomorrow, Lightning getting it done. 4-1, your final game 5. Is it 2-3-2 or 2-2-1-1-1? So where is tomorrow night's game?
2-2-1-1-1. So tomorrow
is in New
York.
Going back to New
York. Yep.
Okay, so basically if the Lightning win that, they'll win the series. So
100%, yes.
So we'll be rooting for Lightning tomorrow. We'll be recapping the NBA Finals tomorrow, previewing the Lightning. But tonight, it is all about your Boston Celtics, who are... I want to check that. This has changed in the last hour. Well, this is interesting. When I wrote my prep work for this, the consensus line was 3.5, and there were a couple fours out there. As I refresh the odds board that shows me all the different websites, the ones we can bet, DraftKings, FanDuel, etc., PointsBet, BetMGM, Caesars, it is 3.5, and FanDuel has gone to 3.
Wow.
So it is 3. So this is in the last hour and a half, and I have no idea. I'll check the betting in a second. So it can be different. I should not be spending too much time on this because by the time people are listening, who knows what the hell the odds will be. But just know it was 3.5 and a bunch of fours, and now it is 3.5 and 1-3 at FanDuel. The money is coming in on the Warriors, 53% of the bets against the spread, 69% of the money. Money line, 53% of the bets and 56% of the money, and lots of money on the under. This thing was 212.5 2 days ago. It's down to 212. 50% of the bets, but 73% of the money, a much bigger percentage of the money with the same amount of bets as on the under, signifying sharp bets on the under tonight. And I know our buddy Matt Moore on the Action Network was thinking about the under for this game, and specifically the Warriors under, which will not be on my card tonight. But as I mentioned, Sean, this is a game we're going to talk about the gambling aspect of it. You don't have to have a dime on this game to be very invested. Game 3, NBA Finals. It feels like, I'm not going to go Wiggy and say the winner of this game determines the series winner, but this feels like in all odd numbers games feel like in a 7-game series. Huge, huge game tonight at the Garden.
Yeah, I think this game is going to determine the momentum of the rest of the series, right? Like, I think if the Celtics win, they immediately are feeling like they have a massive advantage over the Warriors. And if the Warriors win, they have now stolen one back and have home court advantage back. So it's this really momentous moment for the series, I think. And so I think there's going to be a lot of it's going to be difficult. I think, especially for the Warriors being in Boston tonight, it's going to be that crowd is going to not going to be like in San Francisco. The crowd tonight is going to be electric. That place is going to be jumping from the start. And so I'm curious to see exactly how this game starts, but I have a lot of faith in the Celtics going into tonight.
This is going to be really interesting. Really, really interesting tonight. I think the crowd is going to be awesome. I think the 9 o'clock start time actually helps, the crowd here. It's obviously 6:10, in Golden State. People are going to be all sorts of lubed up. I know the 2-6 show today, MFM will be live at Johnny's there right in the shadow of the Garden. Not a better place to go in pregame to go hang out with Johnny and the entire staff there. I will start and tell you I made the bets we talked about yesterday. You said do it 80-20. I'm now fully invested in the MVP race instead of betting the series. I did it 90-10, Chime, because I think there's a very little chance Jaylen Brown actually wins it. And by the way, he was 9-1. So 90% of the bet I said I was going to make on the MVP went to Tatum at +115. 10% of the bet went to Jaylen Brown at 10-1. So basically, 9-1. So basically, I think the Celtics win the series, but instead of betting them at -115, I split up what would have been that bet and did it 90-10 on the MVP race because I think it's one of those two. I also have a very small bet on Marcus Smart to win the MVP at 45 or 50-1. Actually, two of them, two small bets at 45-50-1. So I feel like if I like the Celtics, I'm now covered with the only three choices that could possibly win the MVP at this point. So that's my series action tonight. That's my. I know you're on the Celtics in six. You've already confirmed that a couple times in the show. So my series action now on the MVP, Tatum and Brown, a little bit of Marcus Smart. How about game three? Let's use 3.5 as a line. That's the line right now on DraftKings. Where do you want to lean tonight before I give you some historical stuff on game three, Celtics-Warriors?
Yeah, I'm leaning Celtics minus 3.5. This team is 6-0 coming off losses in the playoffs. They are 11-0 with the starting core of their team coming off of a loss since January 1st. In those six playoff wins, by the way, coming off losses, they're beating teams by an average of 15.5 points per win. So, with that being said, I am all in on the Celtics here tonight. I think that they Ime Udoka does such an amazing job at getting these guys up after a loss, and I think that is the trademark of this team, is defense and not losing back-to-backs. They haven't done it all playoffs. They haven't done it since the beginning of the new year, and so I continue to believe that that will be the case, and that will also be heavily reflected in my props tonight. So I am very much on the Celtics side of this this game tonight.
So as you said, a couple of stats on this game. The Celtics after losses in these playoffs, Shime, 6-0 outright, 6-0 against the spread. So they've done a very good job off losses, as you pointed out. The turnovers tonight are so freaking huge, it's not even funny. And it sounds so generic to talk about this, because when I hear it in football, it's like, no shit, the turnovers are important. I get it. How about this? Celtics in the playoffs so far, Shime, when they allow 20 or more points off turnovers, they are 1-4 straight up. When they allow 20 or fewer points off turnovers, they are 12-3 straight up.
Wow, so literally, I can't believe that stat.
Literally, the turnovers are the deciding factor in 100%. This thing. Marcus Smart, got to be better. Jaylen Brown, got to be better. Jason Tatum, have to be better. Because I think that what the Warriors do, unfortunately, like, their defense travels. Like, I think there's a scenario where, even at home, because the Celtics keep doing the same dumb things over and over again offensively, where Jaylen Brown puts his head down and dribbles into defense, like, this can still show up. Marcus Smart is not John Stockton. He is not some great assist-to-turnover guy. He's going to have turnovers. So if you tell me they're going to keep their turnovers down tonight, I'd feel very confident. I like them to win, but that stat is damning. I guess I'd ask you, do you have faith that, like, offensively they're going to turn it around and not be as sloppy with the basketball as they were in game two?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I don't think Marcus Smart has really turned the ball. He doesn't turn the ball over quite at the rate that Jaylen Brown did. Did he have a bad game too? Yeah, absolutely. But there's been multiple times throughout this playoff run that Marcus Smart has only had, you know, one, maybe two turnovers. And so I think he does a very good job of that normally. And I think he'll continue to do that. I think for me, it comes down to Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. So much of this offense is driven through Jason Tatum, and that's why when they turn the ball over a ton, they lose. Because that means Jason Tatum is just getting the ball stripped, and it goes the other way for points almost every single time. I don't think that will be the case tonight. I think they will do – I think I trust Ime Udoka so much more than I may have thought previously, and I believe he will have this team prepared and have an offensive game plan that won't allow for them to just get crippled by turnovers.
I'm trying to look up the Warriors' record here in the postseason. Warriors, after a win, are just 6-7 against the spread. So they've had some letdowns here. The Celtics, after 14 or more turnovers in the playoffs, 8-3 straight up, 8-3 against the spread. So all these things tie into, you're absolutely right, Shime. They are likely to bounce back in this game. They are likely to play better. The Warriors' role players are likely to play worse. I expect Ime to do a better job on Steph Curry. So I'm with you. All of that points to Celtics win this game tonight. They 3.5 is a fair number to me. When you look up the BetQL app and look at some of their numbers, they have it exactly very similar. There's not any value in betting it, but they had the number right here, Shyam. I think, unfortunately, what we found is that these NBA Finals markets, in terms of total and spread, man, they are efficient. Like, they by the time we get to Game 3 in the NBA Finals, the bookmakers have done, I think, a pretty good job of pinpointing, you know, where to lean in this series.
Yeah, I think they have, and I think I am heavily invested on the Celtics tonight, and I plan to continue to do that with my props as well. So,
you're heavily invested in the Celtics for the series. Heavily invested in the Celtics tonight. I guess we start there. What do you want to do for props based on what we have taught? I will give you. I actually want to start doing this more. The BetQL app, which you can download, you can use it for free. There's also a subscription there where you can get more information. They have their five-star plays. They have one five-star play tonight, Chime, for the player props. That's over 5.5 assists for Steph Curry.
Okay.
It's not something I was thinking about, but I'm just looking through their 4- and 5-star plays today. A 4-star play they have is Jordan Poole over 2.5 rebounds. That's available on FanDuel, at least as of this morning. So they like assist numbers for Curry. They like rebounds for Poole. What is Chris Schein like game 3 of the NBA Finals?
Yeah, right off the bat, you mentioned it. And I think, and like I said, I trust Ime Udoka. I'm going under 28.5 points for Steph Curry in this game. I don't think he is going to kill you like he has previously. I just think Ime will have a plan that will be better suited to defending Curry and defending him at the perimeter. And so maybe that does tie into the BetQL idea that he may have more assists, being forced to dish the ball. I think that's possible. I just am confident that the Celtics defense will be more prepared for Steph Curry after games 1 and 2 and will limit his points tonight. So I'm going to go under 28.5 on Steph Curry.
All right, so I'm going to write this down here. Under 28.5, Steph Curry. What else?
With that tied in, you know, somebody on the Warriors has to score or do something. So I'm actually going to go – this is a prop you had in game one that I'm going to bring back now. I'm going to go over on 17.5 points and rebounds for one Andrew Wiggins. I think there's a chance he gets 18 points in this game. So I am fairly confident that number will be hit between points and rebounds.
So we just got to stop. Where are you seeing it 17.5? Because I have it at 22.5. So either my number is wrong or your number is wrong. I want to get the right number.
Bad job by me. That was points and assists on FanDuel. Points and rebounds is 21.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sorry, okay, my apologies.
So let's hold hands on that, because I'm chasing that one down again. That is the after the MVP bet, the second bet I made yesterday. So I think I have it, unfortunately, 22.5. I mean, 21.5 would be awesome. I don't know. I can look it up here. I'm going to close this out for a second. I'm going to pull this up on DraftKings. Feel free to edit this down and tighten it up, Shime.
No, it's cool. See. I also, another prop while you're looking for that, another prop that I'm going to be playing tonight is actually one we talked about yesterday. I am getting the worst number here, but I'm still in on the prop. I'm going Klay Thompson under 18.5 points. I believe it was 19.5 yesterday, and it was getting absolutely pummeled by the public. I am going to ride with the public on this one. I think Klay Thompson is a shell of himself, and so I am actually going to go under on Klay Thompson's points of 18.5.
I do have it at 21.5. It's juiced up a little bit, but I had the Wiggins prop. That's the second thing I played yesterday. I think you're right. They're going to do a better job on Steph Curry. It's going to leave somebody else open. If I don't believe in Klay Thompson, if I don't think Draymond Green's going to be involved that much offensively, and if I don't think Jordan Poole's going to translate, I think there's a potential that on the road here in his first finals game on the road, he's not as good as he was shooting from half court in that game too. Then it falls on Andrew Wiggins, who, like, again, these are things you learn as you're watching a team more closely for the first time. That dude's just an athletic freak. He's sort of like their version of Jaylen Brown, Shyman.
I think would agree.
21.5 rebounds and assists. That is the second prop bet that I have here. What else here for game 3?
So I'm actually going to go – I think this is an Al Horford bounce back game a little bit. I think there will be a course correction, right? He was amazing in game 1. He was horrible scoring-wise in game 2. I think they're going to be somewhere in between. I'm going to go over 11.5 points for Al. I'm also going to sprinkle a little bit on an Al Horford double-double at almost 2-1. It's plus 195, so just shy of 2-1 there. I think this is a perfect night for Al to go like 14-10. I think that is the perfect Al Horford line in a game like this. I am going to stay away from Tatum and Brown just because I want to say I feel like everything needs to find a happy medium. I think in game 1, Tatum, basically non-existent scoring, was amazing with dishing the ball. Game 2, it was the opposite. He scored a ton of points, wasn't as great assisting. They also lost the game. So I think they're going to try and find a happy medium when it comes to this offense. And so I don't really love Tatum's number at, I want to say it was 27.5 last I saw. So instead, I'm going to focus on Al Horford, who I think will definitely have a bounce back. Again, that happy medium between game 1 and game 2, especially at home. So I like the idea of an Al double-double. And then my last one for you here, Marcus Smart over 2.5 threes. You're getting that at plus 145. That's kind of why I like this number. I think the key to Marcus's game is going to be limiting his shots, but but getting good shots off. And yeah. so I think that especially if they go small for the majority of the game with Derek White on the floor possessing the ball a little bit more, I think Marcus is going to have more opportunities for those corner threes or just those open threes. And so I'm going to ride with Marcus here. I think he also will course correct from game two, have a better game three, and I'm going to go over 2.5 threes there, plus 145.
So I wish I'd talked with you yesterday about it when I went to New Hampshire to place these, because I didn't think through the Horford thing. Like I bet Horford over 8.5 rebounds. Now, and I paid, you know,
minus
more than I wanted to for it.
Right?
Yeah, it was more than I wanted to. But like, there was texting with Barrett about this, and Barrett thinks this scenario: Robert Williams either doesn't play tonight or plays limited minutes.
Yep.
And that means a ton of rebounds for Al Horford. And so I'm looking at his double double prop now. It's plus 195. It may force me to get back in the car here before work and get involved. But that's the only other prop I played. So I have the MVP stuff that I played yesterday. I played the Wiggins over 21.5 points and rebounds. And I played Horford over 8.5 rebounds with the theory of he's going to play a lot of missed shots for Golden State, maybe less Robert Williams. Apparently not the only one, because like you said, it's juiced up. But if you're doing same game parlays, and they again, DraftKings offering a bunch of bonuses for those, I would include... You want to use Horford 8.5. I wouldn't mind if you bumped up to Horford 9.5. Like,
yep.
I think there's, if you think he's have a double double, then bump up to 9.5 and just
Agreed.
Get him for 10 rebounds in the same game parlay. So those are the ones I played yesterday. And for the first time in the series, Shime, I did play a couple of exact first points bets for very small dollars.
Okay.
So I think the Celtics, my idea is that they win the tip and they are going to either Tatum or Horford. And those guys fouled early. Remember, my theory was early foul calls go the Celtics' way?
Yep.
Al Horford, to his first bucket to be a free throw, is like 100-1.
Wow.
And Jason Tatum, the first points of the game being a Jason Tatum free throw, is 45-1. So I played a couple of small fun bets on Tatum and Horford, first either one of those guys to hit the free throw to be the first points of exactly the game. Again, small money. Action bets only.
Yeah, like $2 on each to win 90 and 200. Like
exactly. Yes. There's no minimum on DK. Okay, there's nothing that you have to make a huge bet.
That's the best part about that.
It's an action bet. This is not I'm not giving this out as a pick. I'm just telling people I played small action bets on Tatum and or Horford. First points of the game be a free throw. I should go back and look and do more work on the first half stuff, because if my whole theory was they'll get more calls there in the first half, I should probably be interested in the Celtics first half line, not just their minus 3.5, but I should be interested in them in the first half. Which
I was actually
going to
tell
three and a half.
I know it's 2.5. I am on Celtics minus 2.5 in the first half.
Yeah, I'm gonna have. Yep. Okay, I'm writing this down because there'll be a second. Gas is getting expensive.
Yeah, but if you hit all these,
hey Biden, where's the gas?
Charlie, suspend my gas tax.
Yep, I'm gonna be back in. I'm going to be back in.
Yep. Welcome to the club.
Now. Oh, maybe I can get some cheap gas. Maybe I can find some tax-free shopping I can mix in there.
There you go.
All right. So we just gave you a bunch of different stuff. You know, and trust me, this is – so our theory is Celtics bounce back. They shoot the ball better. They slow down Steph Curry. They cover 3.5, cover 2.5 in the first half. They get more three throws in Golden State. I'm not going to go into real depth on this. If you want to search around on the internet, you can today for the conspiracy theorists that want to suggest that Scott Foster has some sort of impact on this game. We joked yesterday he probably had the game. He does. He's one of the three officials for this game today. I think he's a pretty good official. I don't think there's any major benefit to either team other than I think the Celtics are going to get calls early on in this game. It's been really 2 days of Draymond Green officiating talk. Draymond Green is getting called out now because he said the refs give him preferential treatment. So I could see the NBA wanting to put Draymond in his place a little bit and put the Warriors, Shime, in their place. So a little bit of narrative street there. There's no numbers to back that up, but I think the whistles go the Celtics way early. I'm going to play them the minus 2.5 in the first half. I like them 3.5 for the game. And really for the series, the MVP for Tatum and Brown, I'm now sort of tied into. What else haven't we talked about? That is a lot of analysis on game three for tonight from a gambling perspective.
That's all I got on game three, I got to tell you. I'm locked and loaded, ready to go, but that's all I got.
Trying to see anything else here. No, we gave you a lot there. I'm trying to make sure I gave the number. 6-0. Yep. And the 9-10 helps. We talked about that. The 9-10 helps them tonight. The 9-10 home court advantage will help them. It's going to be a ridiculous crowd. there for game three. I would not be surprised if you see some like old school Celtics there, whether it's Pierce or Antoine or one of those guys to
celebrity
get guys
chef
all...
Guy Fieri will be at the game.
Is that confirmed?
Oh, 100% confirmed. He was on the Greg Hill show yesterday talking about how he was in town for the game. So
Celtics by 1,000.
Oh, 100%. He's a Warriors fan, but Celtics by 1,000.
Portnoy's going to be there. Hank's going to be Celtics by 1,000. Holy mackerel. Okay. There you go. There's all your plays. Let us know what you're playing. BetQL Boston on Twitter. BetQL Boston on Twitter. Let us know where we went right today, to where we went wrong. You can also subscribe to the podcast. A huge help for us. We mention this every single show. It's the only thing we mention consistently on the show because the only way you can really, really, really help us. We do it for free every single day. Subscribe iTunes. Subscribe on Spotify. Subscribe on the Odyssey app. Someone asked me yesterday when we're going to be on YouTube. There is no timetable for YouTube. I don't want to be on video every day right now. Maybe someday. Maybe a special show occasionally on YouTube. For the people, they say it would be good on video, but for now, Shime, it's audio only, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, I am totally okay with that as well. Maybe for a big event of some kind, we may be on YouTube, but as of now, it is all audio all the time.
We started with the Lightning, celebrating the sheesh, the Lightning winning last night. Anything you're going to play for Game 5 ahead of time, Shime? Anything you want to change for your series bets now 2-2 going back to New York?
Nope. I've been in on the Lightning this whole time, but I am now far more confident in that original bet. I appreciate you for having confidence in me, and I'm excited for Game 5. I think Andrei Vasilevskiy looks like he might actually be back, like legitimately back. To being how it was the previous two series. So I am just excited for Game 5.
Excited for Game 3 tonight. Red Sox should be excited about two, folks. They've won 6 in a row. They've won 5 in a row to start this West Coast trip.
They're 15 of their last 20.
Well in command of a wild card spot. They win in extras last night, 6-5 your final. And we went a rare 2-0. So on the podcast yesterday, the scheduled starter was Reed Detmers, okay? And yep. Up until like 7 o'clock last night, Reed Detmers was the starter. So we gave out Trevor Story over 1.5 total bases. He doubled in his first at-bat, so he cashed right out of the gate. Then we had to audible because it was a different pitcher, and we took over 2.5 runs first 5 innings for the Red Sox. They scored 3 runs in the second inning. So a rare 2-0, 1-0 on Mutt's Big Bet, 1-0 yesterday in the baseball bets. We are now 17-11 on Mutt's Big Bet. We'll go for win number 18 tonight. And guess what we get to do, Shime? Right back to Trevor Story because Reed Detmers got pushed back a day.
That's huge. Right
back to Trevor Story. Over 1.5 total bases. We made the bet yesterday, Cash. We got to play it again.
Absolutely.
That was the pitcher.
What is that, -110? I love that. I'm in with you. I'm here for it.
That's what we're going to do. You got anything for baseball tonight, Shime? Late night baseball? Good win last night.
Yeah, it was a great win for the Sox. I actually think that they're going to dominate this game tonight. I'm going to go Sox on the run line here, -1.5 at +100.
Just want to make sure I have this correct number here. What are they going to give us for Trevor Story tonight?
On FanDuel, it is -110 for 2+ total bases.
Come on, come on, come on. Give me a better number here. Plus SIP, DraftKings, +105.
Yeah.
I knew it. We're getting plus money.
You'll love to see it.
We're jumping back in. I am giving 0-0-0 Canadian Open golf bets right now. And the reason why that I'm not going to say the number, but I play a significant amount for my bankroll of daily fantasy golf every week. It's become my thing. I go football all year, and I go right into golf. Because the Belmont Stakes is Saturday, because I'll be at Mohegan Sun, handicapping
transfer
the entire
that,
car for the people there.
That bankroll.
My golf time, Shime, the bankroll too, but the golf research time is now Belmont Stakes research time.
Nice.
So instead of looking up who plays well in first rounds, who's gaining strokes around the green, I am watching replays of races from all over the country because I'm a loser. That's what I do. So I will have Belmont bets tomorrow. I'll have Belmont Friday. I'll have Belmont Saturday. I have no golf right now.
We have a Belmont guest tomorrow too, I believe.
We have a Belmont guest tomorrow. And I think what I decided I'm going to do is we're going to do two separate podcasts tomorrow. We're going to release two for the people.
Okay.
One is going to be Celtics, Red Sox, NHL. The other will be just Belmont Stakes.
Cool.
Is that okay with you, Sean?
That's great by me. That works wonderfully for me.
That way I can separate that out and just send the link to people who just want the Belmont stuff. My degenerates who are very angry we didn't do a Kentucky Derby podcast this year, they can get the full Belmont
and
podcast.
And so just a heads up to all the people out there, our normal podcast will drop around noontime tomorrow, and then the Belmont-specific podcast will drop closer to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Perfectly. That works fine for me. Sounds like you have a round of golf planned, which is why you can't do that.
No, I need to take a nap. That's what it would be.
Daddy needs a nappy news.
I have a long couple days coming up here, Mutt, so.
What do you mean? What's coming up?
Well, we got Celtics tonight, and that doesn't start till 9, and I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
So
that's going to be a long
NHL
night.
Tomorrow, Celtics on Friday.
And then I am going to a concert Thursday night that my girlfriend has been dying to go to for months now. She has had these tickets. So I am going to that concert Thursday night, and then...
Okay, we stop talking around it. What's the concert? Where is it at?
It's in New Hampshire. I believe it's right in, like, Nashua. It is Tom Kiefer, the former lead singer of Cinderella. She's a big 80s hair metal.
Boy, do I feel
kind of.
Oh, well, I guess I was going to say that to make me feel old there. I didn't know what sheesh was, and I have no idea who the hell you guys talked about.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Where's the concert?
It's somewhere in Nashville, or somewhere in New Hampshire. I think, actually, it might be in, like, Derry. I don't know.
Wow. All I know is he'll be firing on DraftKings.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm going to be sitting
live betting the Lightning.
While this concert is going on. 100%. I will have a picture taken and sent to you because that is exactly what will happen.
Oh, that's so good. God, that's so good. All right. Yeah, I forgot. We got to figure out. We'll figure out Saturday and Sunday schedule off the air here. But I'm looking at our sheet. We got a lot of stuff. We get a lot of action.
Yeah, we
Holy
do.
Holy moly. A lot of action. Subscribe to the podcast feed, iTunes, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. What's in the docket today, Shime? I'm with you. I'm going to sneak a nap in. I got up way too early today and realizing I'm on the air until 9:40, and then really I'm not coming home to go to bed. I'm coming home to watch the second half of the Celtics. So my afternoon is take a nap and watch Belmont replays. What's your afternoon?
My afternoon is take a nap and get ready for the Celtics game tonight. Maybe grill up some meats for dinner.
Okay. Well, it's very humid out there, so stay cool, buddy.
I will, you too.
Good stuff. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
Can't wait. Talk tomorrow, Mutt.
New on Curiosity Stream, he allows them their riches.
Putin has to be the richest of the rich.
In exchange for their loyalty.
The oligarchs have supported someone for president that they underestimated.
The illicit affair between Russia's elite and the man who rules them on Putin and the oligarchs. And World War II Normandy, an obscure battle training session takes a tragic turn. Uncover the one secret military catastrophe on the secret D-Day disaster. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.